Network is commenced.
Good evening, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. This is your monthly, not monthly, fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, all that kind of stuff. We've even got Stefan giggling over there because I've introduced this kind of badly. But, okay, tonight's show is going to be a bit different. We have guests in the studio. We have the great Leeds local band of Zeitgeist Zero. So we have Teresa, Corin and Kerry.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Welcome, guys.
It's good to be here.
Yes, we open the show with Beast Under My Bed, which is off your latest album. It's not your first album.
It is indeed.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, and basically, we'll be chatting to you throughout the show, nattering about stuff you've got coming up, gigs you've got coming up, and, the general mixture of all kinds of stuff and gubbins.
Sounds good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're just going to actually carry on with a tune for the minute, and this is Zombie Girl with a track called We Are The Ones.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Das Ish with, what was that track? Do you want
Das Dunkelland.
Das Dunkelland.
The Dark Land.
The Dark Land. Fantastic stuff. Chosen by yourselves. You've, as I said earlier, we've got Zeitgeist Zero in, choosing a few tracks and generally sitting around chatting with us. And before that, we had Zombie Girl with We Are The Ones. Fantastic stuff from the Icon of Call side project there. And basically, yeah, so we've got you in just to basically chat to you. We believe you've got lots of interesting stuff coming up soon. Do you want to plug a couple of your gigs? Go on, you know
we've
you want
got,
to.
We've got, in a couple of days, we've got Fig Treffin. We're playing on the 2nd of June at Moritz Battersea with Culture and Shatten Slag and Charlotte Shadow. And that's about it, isn't it, on the Friday night, and then we've got the whole weekend just to look forward to and relax.
Just to play at Gothic Wave Treffen. That's a massive festival. That's kind of quite a leap for a UK band who hasn't really played let's say a few of the more significant or allegedly significant festivals, because I don't believe you've done a Whitby Gothic weekend yet, have
no.
you?
No.
And you, I think you were saying when you were driving over here in the car that you've not really played London at all either.
No.
So there doesn't seem to be a kind of a standard progression in the UK scene where you play small events, bigger events,
no.
and kind of go a bit more international.
It's really weird because I think there's no real rules in the golf scene. In the indie scene, I think you can play really, really hard and you move up the ladder and you progress and you get on to bigger shows and then you get noticed.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen in the UK. I think it's more who you know. Or
yeah. You know. So how did Gothic Wave Treffen come about? Did they, you just get an email or a phone call from the promoters? Or do you have to pester them?
We sent them a promo pack, and we made it sound really, really fantastic. And we didn't hear anything from them for a while, and then we'd gone to Berlin on holiday, and just met this guy in a shop. And it turned out he worked for Cillo, and we'd already been in Sonic Seducer, and we ended up getting an interview and getting on the cover disc, and I think they really pay attention to what's going on in the media. And we'd also been in the main three UK magazines. We'd been in Unseen, Kaleidoscope and The Worst Fanzine, and we'd been in a few other magazines having their album reviewed. And because it had been the year our album released, we're in so many publications and on so many websites, I think it really did us good. And I think maybe having a German name sure didn't do us any
harm. Didn't do you no harm anyway.
Yes. Well, we were just nattering, and whilst the songs were up, that you're not actually signed to a label. You've actually self-produced this album.
Yes, we are.
And you were saying that you think that's actually helped you out in a lot of situations.
It has, because we've had to work harder, really. Because I think when people are on a label, they expect a label to promote their album, and I think the smaller labels don't really have the clout the big labels have. So we've had to do all our own promotion, all our own promo, sending it out to clubs and out to radio stations and out to magazines, and basically annoying people until they give in and play our CD.
It seems to have worked.
There's also to be observed that a lot of the small labels, where they started in the first place, would be somebody who's been basically our position, who are a band who've had to do all their own things, and having done that, have created a label for that purpose, and then felt it's they have the things in place to put other bands on there.
Yeah.
I think there is a problem, though, because we're not... We tend to just write songs that we like without sort of, like, deciding what direction they're going to go, so sort of develop in their own way. So because we're not, like, EBM, because I haven't got 12 EBM songs, we haven't got 12 death rock songs, any band that doesn't really fit into either end sort of, like, gets left behind. And there's a lot of UK bands, like Rome Burns, SBA, all those sort of guitar bands sort of get a bit ignored.
So that you're saying that if you don't fit into a particular obvious genre, then your opportunities for getting onto a label or something like that, the labels tend to follow genres.
I think so. Even in the golf scene, they tend to go for little subsets.
Yeah, it's almost like labels want to sign 10 identical bands on the same label, which is, I find a bit bemusing, but...
But you can understand, really, like, because really, there's no money to be made, so that want bands to sound a bit like.
Just make sure whoever buys it knows exactly what they're going to get. I think the only thing that we have from our point of view, we couldn't be happy with that, because the sort of music we do and the sort of things we have to say, we don't want to be limited by writing just one song and making a career on just one song. There's plenty of bands who've done that, and plenty of bands who we admire that have done that, but we for ourselves want to have a much wider palette than that.
Well, yes. No, I actually really enjoy bands where you don't actually stick to one genre, and you do kind of just diversify your own tunes and just keep playing what you actually and writing what you actually are interested in. It actually makes for a very rounded and interesting sound. You know, there's no point in trying to pigeonhole yourself.
And I think that's why people go on to do loads of side projects, isn't it? Because they do one band and it's like a power noise band, and then they want to do something a bit more different and a bit more innovative, and then they have to sort of like go off and form another band because it just wouldn't go with their sound. At least we can do whatever we want.
And the other challenge we have within that, just to close that off, is that we want that palette of many different styles and different colours, but within that it's always that guy Zero. It always has that identity.
Oh, definitely. There's a definite sound to your CD and your live acts. So I reckon we've natted on for enough for the moment. Steph, what have we actually got coming up next? I know you've got a CD queued up.
Dotella Guido with Human Dreams.
Let's go.
Life is lonely, boring, and dumb.
Still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. We had there God Module with Telekinetic, is that right?
Yeah.
This is a bunch of tracks that I haven't chosen, and I don't actually have a correct list in front of me. I'm kind of making a lot of this up as I go along, so I'll bow
don't
to
you
any
always.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah, I just have slightly more organisation than this, but not much. So yeah, I'm sure my guests will definitely correct me if I get any
of these
names
wrong. I love
the way
you read it on a fag packet as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's kind of good stuff, you know. Quality organisation we've got going on here. Chaos and randomness. So yes, God Module, and before that we had Zotox with Industrial Madness, and before that we had Dulce Liquido with Humid Dreams. Is it Humid Dreams?
Yes.
I've also got bad handwriting in front of me, which is my handwriting. How can I not read my own handwriting?
And do you know what Dulce Liquido means?
I'm sure you're about to tell me.
Sweet liquid in Spanish.
Ah, yes. Good
gracias.
Stuff.
Gracias.
Yeah.
Ah, so yeah, a mixture of tracks, some chosen by ourselves and some chosen by our guests here, Zeitgeist Zero. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're just nattering on about stuff going on. We always have the most interesting conversations during the actual tracks. It's really quite annoying, so I do try and kind of redo these.
We were talking about remixes.
We were. What were you saying about remixes?
Corinne's Crown are trying to horror
us out. Because it's going to be till next 2007 by the time we get the next album finished. So what we're planning to do later on this year when we come back from Leipzig is start to get some remixes pulled together, and probably likely to do a few hundred copies out to the DJs worldwide. We've got a pretty good DJ pool sorted out these days. So basically, if anyone's out there is interested in doing an interesting remix of any of our tracks, basically if they can email us zeitgeistzero@ntlworld.com. And obviously we'll look into
it. We love a dear world.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially when it crashes, which is every day.
I've had my own issues with NTL, but I'll leave that for a consumer show of some kind.
NTL.
You've also did we mention the Carnival of Souls gig you've got coming up as well?
That's on the 15th of October in Derby, and that's with NFT. What's that other band?
Midnight Configuration Project,
and then us.
Oh, a good lineup. I've got to say, it's been years since I've been to a Carnival of Souls, but the actual band lineup seems to have been getting worse over the years. However, let me finish.
I'm off. Where's my coat?
The lineup you've just run through is actually really quite good and interesting.
I think they've gone for quality this year.
They've certainly made. It sounds like they've made an effort. And I think you were saying before we came in the studio that it's a different organizer this time.
Yeah, it is.
So it sounds like the actual events changed hands slightly. So maybe they're putting a bit more effort into getting the good names there, which is always good for a night like that. It's a shame when nights do stagnate and it's a bunch of bands you've either seen far too many times or you're just not interested in.
They are just boring live, and they've just done the Yorkshire circuit like every other week, and you're thinking, oh, it's them again.
Yeah.
Can we have something new, please?
No.
Again, this goes back to almost what we were talking about earlier with the labels. There's a bit of a catcher's tigger that that people moan about not hearing anything new, but there is something new. They want to stick with what they know. And so there's sort of like this no man's land somewhere between the new stuff that they don't want to hear and the boring stuff that they've heard too many times, and every now and then someone will sneak through somehow.
It's also like a club DJ's nightmare, isn't it?
If
you ever put on a new track that no one knows, it'll clear the dance floor. So you've kind of got to sneak new tracks in amongst well-known dance floor tracks.
The cliquism that goes into when you're DJing as well. I mean, like,
tell me about it. You've hit the nail on the head.
What was it? When the set that Corinne did after the
he always gets heckled when he gets DJed.
Yeah, no, someone wrote him a letter. This was after the first record. What did the letter say, Corinne?
The letter was basically complaining that I was playing too much dance music, and I'd only actually played one track at this point. And I think it was some EBM or something, and I only actually played the EBM track because I was following on from the previous DJ's EBM tracks tonight. And I was actually just about to go into some
very predictable trad goth track was requested, and underneath was a note, and this is if you know anything other than dance music. So I was like, frankly, that's your attitude.
Yeah, it's club nights are just a weird thing because it's quite possible that the person was just judging you on the previous DJ's.
Absolutely,
set, assuming well, exactly, that not yeah. really no- noticing the DJs had swapped over at that point. So it's a Okay, right, I reckon we've nattered on long enough again, so we need to get on to some more tunes. Now, this is a track by Lieback, but I don't actually know which one it is.
Teresa. That one I that picked.
One. The one you picked. Shall we introduce it after the track?
It's track number six, because I've just grabbed the sleeve.
It's
here.
The one that goes, "The barbarians are coming." Like that, in that operatic style they do.
Now you will pay.
Now you will pay, that's it.
There you go. Okay, let's get it going.
Now you're here, now you will pay.
I hope it's the right one, actually.
Barbarians are coming.
Graves. You'd better get ready. You'd better beware. Banging at your windows. Barbarians are here.
Barbarians are coming.
Barbarians are coming. Barbarians are coming.
Barbarians are coming. Barbarians, barbarians.
Oh, sorry. Have we got a tune going on there, Steph? I can hear some noise. All right, okay, you're still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. We're in such a good old chat in the studio there. We almost missed the end of that track. So we do apologise for any few seconds of silence
going on
there.
I think it's one of those Diary of Dreams really long intros, atmospheric.
Ah, is that the short
that's what
bit
it was,
we heard?
Yeah.
Ah, right. So before that, we had... who did we have? Was that Lieback before that?
Yeah, well, it was.
Can you remember?
Now
you will pay.
Yeah.
I can't remember how many tracks we've played without chatting. Was it just Lieback or did we? Oh,
no,
yeah.
We had Diary of Dreams.
Did
next.
We have Diary of Dreams
yes,
after
we
that
did.
As well?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so Diary of Dreams, Butterfly Dance. I think that was the one that caught us out completely. Are you sure? Actually?
Yes.
Okay, right. I'm going mad here. I am just so disorganised. So yeah, we're still here. We've got Zeitgeist Zero in the studio, just nattering away. What were we talking about whilst we were getting so passionate about during those tracks? I think it was festivals, wasn't it? You were saying that you're really quite looking forward to Gothic Way of Treffen because it's just such a mixture of stuff going on.
Well, there's festivals where bands, people, shops and everybody are just able to take over the town are brilliant. Where it isn't just a case where you just prescribe a set menu and you sit nicely and applaud it and you get what you're given.
These bands are going
to
be...
No, it should be be a more involved thing.
Just taking the whole...
And where if you don't like what's on the stage, you can go off to another stage where there's something you do like.
Yeah, I think that's something lacking in a lot of the UK festivals. There isn't like anything with more than one stage happening at once. Nothing that actually I can think of springs to mind. I mean, the biggest thing we've got, the closest thing to something taking over town has to be the Whitby weekend. But unfortunately, that's still got, you know, one set list of bands and a handful of venues where things happen. And it still doesn't seem to have the whole kind of just you can turn up and chill out anywhere and there'll be magical stuff happening and people pulling out instruments. And
a great festival is one where you can go out, where you can just wander around and find stuff.
Yeah.
If you go there knowing exactly what's going to be at every certain time in one place, and if you don't like that, tough. It just lacks a certain... It's not an interactive experience. It's not a passive experience.
Yeah, I think with my recent trips to Whitby, I've discovered it's very prescribed. People go to the spa, then they go up to the Abbey, and there's a list of things you've got to do and to have the Whitby experience. It's just kind of, as you were saying, a bit too prescribed. You know, here's the set list, here's the diary for the evening.
We'd love to play, but we don't know how bands get on to play. I mean,
it
seems to be a mystery. And also, I don't think people go now for the music. I think people go
to be seen.
Yes, to pose and wear nice clothes and to hang out. And that's, yeah.
But then again, it's coming back to these awkward situations where the way to make people go there for music is to give them an actual experience they can be a part of and enjoy. When you prescribe it, then they are going to... I mean, this is one of the reasons why DJs took over from live bands to a long extent. I mean, live bands, there's still a place for live music, but... So certainly around the early 90s when I was going into dance club and a lot of live music venues were dying, people just weren't going. And it was because people had no interest in just sitting there and waiting for a band to come on when they could be in more control of it and having their own night out.
Yeah.
And have music there. It's more democratic. And again, when you just expect to just sit there for a few bands, I'm not surprised that people have no interest in live music when they're just not given it at a big enough level.
Enough varying
and to feel like they've actually got ownership of it as well is the other problem. And that's also why you get the problem I referred to earlier where people aren't interested in new bands. They want one band that they then get fed up with. It's because they can't claim ownership.
Right.
And that needs to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, what have we got any more tracks lined up, Steph?
Yes, we have. We have Fixmer McCarthy to say goodbye on.
Ah, right. Have we actually run out of time?
Yes, we have.
Time to say goodbye?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much, guys, for coming in. It's been great having you.
Thank you very much.
We hope we can have you in again at some point, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll try and get in touch with you later this year and we can get your feedback on the exact experience of Gothic Wave Treffen and playing.
Oh, yeah. Please do, please do.
And, okay, well, this has been DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. We will leave you with, what did you say, Steph?
It's Fixman McCarthy with Come Inside.
We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
man's land. You can stay or you can go.